Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to trust God when he feels far away. There's going to be some things that I don't think we often talk about, but that we need to talk about in this episode. And one of them is the process of us maybe quote unquote forgiving God. Now, before you turn off the podcast and go, well, that's not biblical, just hang out with me for a few more minutes and I'll explain what I mean by that. But maybe you're somebody right now going through something that feels hard, or you have endured pain and trials, and maybe you're going through one right now. Maybe you realize you're not even really going through anything, but God just feels distant and far away. I often think that when we're going through something, our first response is to kind of pull away from God. We don't want to read the Bible. We don't want to sit with, you know, the words that are on the pages. Or if we do, we're just reading them and they're not really sinking in. I guess you could say I've been there, right? So we're going to talk about this from a couple different perspectives and three things that I think are so important in how to trust God when he feels far away. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I can remember 3 years ago, almost to the month, when my husband and I were moving. And at the same time of buying a new house and moving and everything like that, we had endured one of the most painful seasons that we can remember in quite a few years of being married. And this was leaving our church at the time. We didn't realize how ingrained some beliefs and patterns were, but we also didn't realize how unhealthy it was to be in that atmosphere anymore. And then how everything went down, and our friends at the time and people that we just called family, it all went away basically in a day. And even though we could look back and see kind of the patterns and the pain and the situations and it's slowly fading, it didn't really hit us until we decided to walk away. And even after we walked away, it was still 6 months after where we just felt like the hits kept on coming because things were talked about. You know, so many people had left the church after us, about 20 people. We were already a small church to begin with. And it was more of the he said, she said, and just things that we had no idea. I share all of that because it was in those moments that I remember, here is this person, this man of God that is leading us in the word of God. And I learned that it's so hard, you know, when somebody says to you, well, this is what God said, to counter them, to say, well, I don't think that's what it is. It's so hard in that situation. So you kind of let things happen. You are like, okay, well, you know, if God told you and you're the leader of this house, and you know, it got to a point where you just kind of convinced yourself that that you were the problem. And I remember after leaving, you know, the 6 months of things still hitting, that I would sit down and I would read my Bible. And I was like, okay, like I'm not that affected by this. Like I'm okay, like with God, like I'm okay with God. And it was in that moment that I realized I wasn't as okay as I thought I would, in the sense of I was still able to separate people from God, meaning I could see that this did not please the Lord. Like I could see that what had happened, this was not healthy, this was not quote unquote of God. And I'm not going to say all things were bad. I mean, my husband and I had learned so much in this church, despite all the things we had to unlearn, mainly about our identity, about things that were spoken over us, of, you know, who we thought we were supposed to be and what we weren't measuring up to. And I kind of just remember, like, God, why are you allowing this to happen? And I don't even like to use those words, allowing, because depending on your view of sovereignty really goes into play here. But I think that, you know, our church's leaders and at the time, they had their own free will, right? Again, I don't think God was pleased with the decisions and choices that were happening. However, when I would go to read my Bible, sit down, I felt like the words were not hitting. And then I started to realize I had questions. Like, God, this hurts so much. These were your people. We loved these people. Why is, may I be so bold to say, this church still allowed to operate? I love the church body. I love the church. My husband and I are in a church now. We are involved. I do women's ministry and I help with the youth, and my husband's on the worship team. So I'm not against the church. I love the church, the physical place of the church. I've been hurt and I've been healed. But what I want to share in this is, when we are in deep hurt, it is hard to sit down and do these disciplines, because it's just like he feels so far away because you have so many questions. And then I talk with my one-on-one coaching clients and I see this disconnect, this, okay, I got to get myself together and then I'm going to sit down and read the Bible. I need to deal with these emotions and then I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. And it's not either or, it's both and. And I had to realize that I needed to take these offenses that I had and bring them to God. This is where, when I said in the opening, you might have to forgive God for the things that happened in your life, because you might not realize the offenses that you have held against him. So biblically, I know that you know logically, okay, if you're thinking rationally for just a second, that there is nothing that you need to forgive God about in your heart, but you may have judgment in your heart toward him without even realizing. And oftentimes, it's around these beliefs, around these kind of belief system, that God allowed all these terrible things to happen to you, which cause offenses, which cause the judgment, which cause the distance. Now, somebody in your pain might just tell you that you have to trust God, and then this is going to come. It doesn't matter what you feel. You have to trust God. And I get that. Our feelings cannot be the things that guide us 100%. But if I go back to my story, I needed to realize that my pain mattered, that God cared about my pain, that I didn't need to separate, get myself together, or pretend like what I was feeling wasn't valid or big enough or whatever it was, but that I just had to be honest before God. This is one of the biggest, let's use the word breakthrough here. One of the biggest breakthroughs I see with my clients, when I help them to see that trusting God is not just quoting scripture and pretending that your pain does not exist. you might be listening to this episode because you want to know how to trust God when he feels far away, right? That's the title. That's why you're here. But it's not God that has left. And logically, if you read scripture, you might be saying, yeah, I know, Jess. So if we know it, we have to get to the root of why it's hard for us to trust God. So we know, again, scripture, we don't have to forgive God. He is good, 100% good. Even when it doesn't feel good, it's always for a transformation of character, but not everything that happens in our life is for a reason. Things happen for a reason, but not everything happens for a reason. And I just dissected this with a client in a one-on-one session recently, is that she was told and taught to believe everything happens for a reason. And that is not biblical. Again, things happen for a reason, but not everything happens for a reason. When we have these judgments, right, against God, those are kind of grounds to mistrust him and to put ourselves in the place of judge and punisher. Forgiving him then means repenting for believing the lie that he is not good or just, releasing him from that undeserved, really, judgment or punishment. But it's transforming the way we see him, which really is having a better theology of who God is for yourself, not based on what people have told you. Now, I also tell my clients often that safety is the fruit of trust. When we trust somebody, we feel safe with them. Trust is earned. It's not just given. We build our trust with God the more that we spend time with him, the more that we learn about him. Now, we're not going to take advice from somebody we don't trust, right? So if we are trying to trust God and he feels far away, we're not going to listen to his word because in the moment, we're not trusting him. You know, when he talks about that we don't have to avenge because he is our avenger, do we believe that? Do we quote unquote take his advice? And if we don't, that means that it's hard for us to trust, right? Because if we're not listening to his word and believing it to be true for us in our relationship with him, that means we're going to take matters into our own hands. So then the question becomes to you, what happened in your life where you no longer felt safe with God? Who betrayed you? Who broke your trust? Who used the word of God against you to manipulate you? That has caused you to feel far away from God, which has caused the broken trust. A question then might become, how do I rebuild my trust with God? I think it's allowing yourself to have full permission to be honest with yourself, how you really feel, and with God. Now, again, as I had said before, I'm actually walking through this process with one of my one-on-one coaching clients because this very thing happened to her. She was in a place, in a position where the word of God was really legalistic and bounding, and she was never allowed to question or have questions about the word of God. It was whatever was told to her is what she kind of had to believe. And so she's had these thoughts and beliefs that she's been carrying, and she is having a hard time reading her Bible, but she's quoting scripture and she's trying to convince herself that she's okay. When sometimes we need to say we're not okay, and then we can draw near to God because we don't believe we have to be okay to be with him. I'm going to say that again. We do not have to be okay to be with him. Full permission. Hebrews 4:16 states, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace for help in the time of need. If we're looking at this, it refers to God's position and authority, his willingness to extend grace and mercy. When it says to come boldly, this means that we can approach God with confidence, knowing that we have access to him through Jesus. we can seek and receive God's forgiveness and most importantly, his compassion. And we can find grace to help. That means that we can receive God's favor and assistance in the times of need. So Hebrews 4:16 really emphasizes that Jesus is our great high priest. He's gone before us and he's made a way for us to have access to God. We can go to him with confidence. We don't have to hide. We don't have to, again, be okay. So here are the three things that I think are so important when it comes to trusting God when he feels far away. Number one, you got to unlearn what you learned about God. If what you have learned is not pulling you closer to God, then we might have to unlearn it. Again, the thing that you learned about God may be the thing you have to unlearn about him. Number two, God isn't the person who hurt you and broke your trust. Things might not be going the way that you want them to. And this is where it gets really tricky and a little dicey, is we put ourselves on the throne seat, the judgment seat, the punisher seat, just all of that. And we get really uncomfortable when, basically, let me just be clear, when he doesn't do the things that we want him to do, referring to God. Number three, you don't have to qualify yourself to be with him. So number one, you got to unlearn what you learned about God. Number two, God isn't the person who hurt you and broke your trust. Number three, you don't have to qualify yourself for him to be with him. But if you go back to the beginning of this episode, I laid a little bit of that foundation of we have to get to the root of the issue of why it's so hard for us to trust God and why does he feel far away? That's the root. We can't pretend that we're not upset, that we're not angry, that we're not frustrated, and then quote scripture over it instead of saying, God, I'm frustrated. I don't understand here. I know that you're going to guide me. I know that you're going to lead me. Help me to see what you see because I can't see this. It's the honesty. It's both worlds colliding. That's how we become transformed because our mind is staying on the word of what is good, right, and true. But it also is saying, here's my humanity, and I'm not going to pretend otherwise. I'm not going to pretend that I have to be okay or that I'm not allowed to have experiences or emotions. If you raise your hand and realize, you know what, this is me, or you're nodding your head, you might not be raising your hand, but maybe you're nodding your head through this episode, and maybe you realize that you might need somebody to come alongside you. I am accepting one-on-one coaching clients right now, and you can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book your free consultation today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.